Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Obituary and Death Notices. Obituary. Paul Arkinall, Amarillo, Texas. Services for Paul Arkinall of Amarillo will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, March 20th at Monterey Baptist Church in Lubbock. Mr. Arkinall, 90, passed away February 16th. He was preceded in death by his daughter, Cheryl, and is survived by his wife of 68 years, Swan Hagler Arkinall of Amarillo, daughter Robin Johnson and her husband Jim of McKinney, five sons and daughters-in-law, Don and Leanne of Fate, Bill and Karen of Amarillo, Philip and Amy of Lubbock, Jason and Angela of Kingwood, and Chris and Lisa of Katy, 14 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the Children's Advocacy Center of the South Plains at cactx.org or the Alzheimer's Association at act.alz.org. Death Notices. Martin Maris Vargas, Odessa. Martin Maris Vargas, 74, of Odessa, died Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Friday, March 19th, 2021, at St. Anthony Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Rito Angel Cancino, Odessa. Rito Angel Cancino, 73, of Odessa, died Monday, March 15th, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m., March 26th, 2021, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Ruben Ibarra, Odessa. Ruben Ibarra, 72, of Odessa, died Thursday, February 25th, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, March 18th, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Family has opted to cremate. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Guillermo Salas, Odessa. Guillermo Salas, 58, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 13th, 2021, in Odessa. Celebration of life will be held at 3 p.m. Friday, March 19th, 2021, at Martinez Funeral Home outside chapel. Family has opted for cremation. Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, March 13th, 2021. Ellen Knoll marks Women's History Month. The Ellen Knoll Art Museum is honoring Women's History Month by opening the exhibition Women Artists, Four Centuries of Creativity from the Reading Public Museum. This exhibition will open March 18th through May 30th and can be viewed during museum hours, Tuesday through Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. and noon to 8 p.m. Thursday. Museum admission is always free. The exhibit examines works on paper, etchings, engravings, lithographs, drawings, watercolors, woodblock prints, and photographs by some of the most important women artists of the last four centuries, with a selection of 37 examples from the Reading Public Museum's Fine Permanent Collection. To highlight women artists' 4 centuries of creativity, the museum will offer programs that tie into it. Community Art Day, April 24th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Free. Activities for all ages centered on exhibit Women Artists, 4 centuries of creativity. Art Talk, 6 p.m., April 29th. Free. See artwork and join a special discussion on female artists from the museum's permanent collection. Curator Interview, 6 p.m., April 29th. Free. Tune in for a virtual discussion on social media to learn about the exhibition Women Artists, 4 Centuries of Creativity. The focus will be on several key artists and their work. Film Screening, 6 p.m., May 13th. Free. Free screening of Finding Vivian Mayer. This critically acclaimed documentary is about a woman who secretly took over 100,000 photos and negatives. Decades later, she was considered by some to be one of the 20th century's greatest street photographers.
Hello, this is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 14th, 2021. Other Voices. Preventing Power Outages by State Representative Brooks Landgraf. Last month, as we all know, Texas experienced an unprecedented winter storm that resulted in statewide power outages. This absolute failure of our electrical grid forced Texans to unnecessarily suffer in the cold for days on end and should never have been allowed to happen. Texans deserve better than what we got. Before the storm cleared, I became determined to hold responsible parties accountable and take all necessary action to make sure this never happens again. Here's an update on the progress so far. I am pleased to report that there has been a major overhaul of the leadership of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, the independent nonprofit corporation that manages the electricity grid that covers 90% of Texas, and Public Utility Commission, PUC, the state government arm that oversees ERCOT. Those responsible for the disastrous events are being held accountable and facing the consequences of their actions, or rather, lack thereof. So far, all 5 of ERCOT's non-Texan board members have resigned, and the remaining ERCOT board members made the decision to fire ERCOT's CEO, Bill Magnus. Additionally, 2 of the 3 commissioners of the PUC have resigned. At the Texas Capitol, we have filed several bills to address this mess. House Bill 10 would require all ERCOT board members to reside in Texas and create an additional board position to represent consumer interests. House Bill 11 would require electric transmission and generation facilities to be weatherized and for utilities to reconnect service as soon as possible and prevent slow reconnections for low-income, rural, and small communities. House Bill 12 would create an alert system to alert Texans of impending disasters and extreme weather and provide information on power outages to affected consumers. House Bill 13 would establish a council of representatives from ERCOT, the PUC, Railroad Commission, and Texas Department of Emergency Management, TDEM, to coordinate and identify challenges with fuel supplies, repairs, energy operations, and service interruptions during times of disaster. House Bill 14 would require gas pipeline operators to implement measures ensuring service quality and reliability during extreme weather. House Bill 16 would ban variable rate plans that resulted in exorbitant bills for residential consumers. Finally, House Bill 17 would ensure residential and commercial consumers have a choice in their source of energy. I am proud of the efforts that have been made by the Texas House of Representatives to ensure that something like this never happens again. Through a joint hearing of the Committees on State Affairs and Energy Resources, the tough questions have been asked to get to the bottom of exactly what went wrong And I believe we are now closer to finding solutions to prevent these infrastructure failures from occurring again. I will continue to keep you posted on our progress so that you know what's being done to fight on your behalf. God bless Texas. Brooks Landgraf. Landgraf serves House District 81, which encompasses Andrews, Ector, Ward, and Winkler counties.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for the weekend edition, Saturday, March 13th, 2021. Midland ranks in 32 percentile of cities in money management by Stuart Doreen, S-D-O-R-E-E-N, at HurstNP.com. When it comes to money management, Midland ranked 1,738 of 2,572 cities across the nation, according to a study from WalletHub. The credit score and credit report site shows Midland ranked in the 32nd percentile of U.S. cities in its 2021 Best and Worst Cities at Money Management. The report also showed Midland ranked 59th among Texas cities and 147th among mid-sized cities across the nation. The report shows the following about Midland: a median credit score of 673, a credit card debt to income ratio of 5.1%, a mortgage debt to income ratio of 340.2%, a car loan debt to income ratio of 47.3%, a student loan debt to income ratio 33.4%. Cupertino, California, and was the top-ranked community. In fact, 7 of the top 10 communities in the nation were in California.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, March 13th, 2021, weekend edition. Pet scams topped BBB's 2020 Scam Tracker Risk Report. Each year, Better Business Bureau analyzes scam tracker data submitted by consumers to see which scams posed the biggest risk that year. The 2020 Scam Tracker Risk Report reveals more than 46,000 scams were reported last year and an average loss of $115. The report also shares that susceptibility is at an all-time high, with almost half of consumers affected by scams noting financial loss. Additionally, BBB found that, for the first time ever, adults ages 18 through 24 reported the highest average loss, along with adults 65 and over. Thanks to COVID-19, 2020 was the year of social distancing, virtual gatherings, and online shopping. According to the data, nearly 60% of consumers surveyed reported buying more online because of the pandemic. Unfortunately, the rise in online shopping led to a rise in online purchase scams, landing them the rank of top scam in 2020. Many families decided to take advantage of increased time at home to bring home a new pet. However, this created new opportunities for scammers. Pets and pet supplies were the top products used in online purchase scams last year, costing an average of $750 for puppy scam victims. Shopping online is a convenient and safe option, but before you buy, remember these tips from your Better Business Bureau. Shop smart. Consider paying with a credit card when you shop online, as they offer more protections than other forms of payment. Before you enter your information at checkout, be sure to check for the lock icon next to the URL and the S in HTTPS in the web address. These indicate that you are shopping on a secure site. Read reviews. If you're shopping with a new retailer, view their business profile on BBB.org and read verified customer reviews. Compare prices. Remember, if a deal is too good to be true, it probably is. If a price seems suspiciously low, shop around to see how much that product is sold for at other stores. Deep discounts can be a red flag for online purchase scams. Keep documentation. hang on to receipts, order confirmations, or shipping information, as these documents can help you dispute charges on your credit card if your purchase never arrives. Meet your pet first. To avoid pet scams, insist on meeting the dog or cat in person or over video chat before you pay. This gives you an opportunity to confirm the advertised pet is real. To learn more about the riskiest scams of 2020, go to bbb.org/risk report. Heather Massey is the Regional Director for the Permian Basin Office of Better Business Bureau, serving Central, Coastal, Southwest Texas, and the Permian Basin. She is available for media interviews and speaking engagements. You can reach her by phone, 741-2592, or email hmassey@permianbasin.bbb.org. For more consumer information, BBB business reviews, or to file a complaint, visit your local Better Business Bureau online at bbb.org/central-Texas. Better Business Bureau. A range of BP readings can be telling. Dear Dr. Roach, my doctor recently retired. My new one is very concerned about my systolic blood pressure, which was 150. I made quarterly visits to my old doctor, who never had a comment about my pressure numbers. My new doctor wants me on medication, and we agreed I would buy a home blood pressure machine to check my pressure. I recorded it for 21 days, sometimes more than once a day. My systolic numbers range from 118 to 150 and average 132. Out of 26 times, it was 150 once. My diastolic numbers are pretty consistent in the mid to low 80s. I sat still at my desk for these tests. Is seeing such a range a concern? I am 71 years old, 6 feet tall, and weigh 170 pounds. I am very physically active. TH. Answer. Your average blood pressure is modestly elevated. The range of readings you are asking about is not unusual. Blood pressure always varies throughout the day, and it's the average blood pressure doctors are most concerned about, unless there are very high spikes in the blood pressure, which you do not have. Different physicians take different approaches to modestly elevated blood pressure. Given that you are otherwise apparently at low risk, no diabetes, nor heart or vascular disease, I do not think there is a compelling reason to start medication therapy. Your experience does show how important it is to get many blood pressure readings. The reading of 150, had that been the only number your new doctor had, would have been a reason to start medication treatment. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 18th. Couple's future is threatened by fiancé's grief, depression. Dear Abby, my fiancé and I have been together for 4 years. I have lost a lot of people in my life, so I am used to death. She, on the other hand, didn't experience it until 2 years ago when she lost her grandfather. The next year, her mother passed, and last year we lost a child, her oldest, my stepson. Abby, she is so lost. She's no longer the same person she once was, and I totally understand that. I'm sad and depressed too, but she's bad. I love this woman like I have never loved any other. I can't picture life without her, but lately I have begun to wonder how it would affect me, her, and the kids if I left. I'm not equipped to deal with someone else's depression on top of my own. I have been trying, but I am finding myself getting more and more angry. What should I do? Signed, Torn in the East. Dear Torn, you mentioned that you, too, suffer from depression. Are you receiving treatment for it? If you are seeing a psychologist and being medicated, discuss this with the person who is working with you. You may need a change in your medication. It isn't surprising that with so much loss all at once in her life, your fiancé is grieving and depressed. Frankly, while I might suggest she join a support group for help in coping with the loss of her child, she may also need help from a licensed mental health professional. Although you are tempted, I don't think now is the time to abandon your fiancé and her children. Once she is stabilized, you may not want to leave at all. Dear Abby, my 13, almost 14-year-old daughter, Gabby, is the shining star of responsibility and being self-driven. She also likes nice things. Gabby has been babysitting for my sister for several months and has saved almost every penny, which amounts to hundreds of dollars. I'm proud of her discipline. However, I think she should start buying some of her frivolous wants herself. I'm willing to buy her and my other children gifts when I can and on special occasions on my single income, but Gabby often asks me for $10 here and $10 there. Because it's more than I can afford, I have to say no and see her silent disappointment. I know the simple answer is to not give in, but I want my daughter to learn that it's okay to spend a little on herself here and there. I'm not sure what words to use to convince her. Can you help? Signed, Mom on a Budget. Dear Mom, your daughter is old enough for an honest conversation with her mom. Start by telling her how proud of her you are that she has shown how disciplined and responsible she is, because those traits will serve her well in years to come. Tell her you feel bad about disappointing her when you refuse her requests, but now that she's nearly 14, she's mature enough to understand, and you are the sole wage earner, money is tight, and her frequent requests put a strain on the budget. Then point out that she has saved quite a bit of income from her babysitting, and she should direct some of it toward the items she's asking you for.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Mild-mannered, sweet, and insecure, your friends will always be your greatest support system. This year, you can strengthen all relationships and fix those that may have been broken. Think outside the box and initiate financially lucrative projects. You want to make a difference in the world, so give back to the community. If single, there is someone waiting for you. If attached, explore new destinations together. Aries gets you moving. The stars show the kind of day you will have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. This is not a day to laze around the house. Meet a friend and then go shopping. Try on a few outfits that fit your budget. Admire, but do not touch what you cannot afford. Tonight, put your feet up. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Dress to impress someone special. Wear that new outfit and get your hair done. Put your stamp on a project that involves helping someone in need. No need to be humble. Enjoy the kudos, but show gratitude. Tonight, celebrate your success. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Express yourself through a creative medium. Use your imagination and try something you have never done before. Balance your private and public time. Family will support whatever you decide to do in your spare time. Tonight, bubble bath and aromatherapy. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 5 stars. An email, text, or call from someone you care about will brighten your day. Prepare to offer heartfelt advice and a listening ear. be pleased that you could help a friend with your point of view. Tonight, share exciting ideas. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Pursue an open position at your day job or an organization where you volunteer. Aim high, and it may not be as daunting as it seems. You may get a promotion, raise, or leadership opportunity. Tonight, relax just a little. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. You may not be able to take an overseas vacation anytime soon. Instead, use your imagination to travel the world. Learn a language. Sample international cuisine. Watch cooking shows and foreign films. Tonight, take the remote and browse your shows. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Put off signing papers about a business or financial transaction. The perfect time will make itself known soon enough. Get your juices flowing and enter a tournament or contest. The competition and intensity feed your soul. Tonight, visit with friends. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. Commit to a team project that you may have vacillated about. It may or may not work out, but you will be happy you made a decision. Plan a romantic evening with no distractions. Tonight, a foot massage is heavenly. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. Get simple things done you keep putting off. Connect with your body and remember to slow down and take a few deep breaths. Yoga positions work wonders. If you have a pet, give it extra attention. Tonight, lots of laughter. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Get tickets to a sporting event. If you cannot do that in person, get comfortable in front of the TV. Good friends and a cup of hot chocolate make your day complete. Tonight, plan a day to take off work. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. Get in touch with feelings that you may be holding back. Family disputes cause tension, so quell them the moment they begin. Start researching genealogical roots. Once you start, you won't be able to stop. Tonight, clear the air with someone. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. You may get invited to a party where new contacts await you. Don't hide in the corner. Strut your stuff, and an opportunity may come your way. Try your hand at writing something you can publish. Tonight, prepare a fabulous meal.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.